D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He was part of that protest in a driving rainstorm down Las Vegas Boulevard on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, protesting the governor essentially denying you the opportunity to worship on one of the holiest days in Christianity, Easter Sunday. By the way, for the record, I'm probably like a lot of you. Wyatt got his. Mark Hoke, our executive producer here in Las Vegas, got his. Our $1,200 checks. And by the way, Mark, because he has a daughter, a 12-year-old daughter, got $1,700. Yeah. So everybody, here's the weird thing about it. You know, we all get our money and we're flush, but we got bills to pay and no place really good to go to spend it. Yeah. It's just bizarre. You know, you've got money in your account. You look at it, you go, that's pretty cool. And then you look at the bills that have been piling up, which then brings us, and a little bit later on in the program, in fact, in this hour, we'll let you hear from the governor as he talks about the unemployment snafu that's been happening. The state government has just done an awful job. I mean, this is close to healthcare.gov. I saw a clip on one of the TV stations here where some lady said she had spent hours, all day, in fact, trying to reach unemployment. And she had a record that she had called 400 times. 400 times. And all she wants is the unemployment. It makes no sense at all. No sense. I mean, none whatsoever. We'll talk about that as well with Chuck Muth and how badly run this Social Security, or not Social Security, the unemployment insurance thing has been. I want to go to the voice of reason. He is a guy that whenever we have a complex issue, we hand it over to him, and he speaks truth to power. For instance, where did the coronavirus really come from? Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He's just plain spoken. He makes so much sense. And he was on last night with Martha McCallum. This is cut two. Senator John Kennedy, not the dead president, but the senator, very much alive, in Louisiana. Here it is.
You know, these cables that were reported in the Washington Post, I don't know what, you know, I mean, you can't roll back the clock a couple of years, but it does raise a lot of questions about what was going on in those labs and what is going on in those labs and China's lack of transparency in sharing it with us. It also said that the new lab had a serious shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators needed to safely operate this high containment laboratory environment. What do you think about all that?
Martha, we know that the COVID-19 coronavirus came from a bat. We know that because of the genetic composition. We know it also started in Wuhan, China. Now, the Chinese Communist Party said it started when a Chinese national ate bat flesh that he bought from a meat market in China, in Wuhan. This is one problem. The meat market didn't sell bats, and there's no evidence that the first victim was ever even close to the meat, to the wet market, as they call it. Today, we have found out that there is speculation, I want to emphasize speculation, that the COVID-19 coronavirus that has infected the world accidentally escaped from a biomedical research lab in Wuhan, China. Now, we don't know if that's true, but the absence of evidence is not necessarily the evidence of absence. Mm-hmm. American scientists visited this biomedical research lab where they were studying bat coronaviruses and their transmission to humans, and they came back and sent a cable 2 years ago to the Statement Department saying this is an accident waiting to happen. If this virus gets out, we're going to have a world pandemic. China has some explaining to do. Now, I have dealt with the senior political leadership in China. The people of China are good people. I believe that. But the political leadership has a very casual relationship with the truth. They don't share Western values. They will steal the hair off your head. And in this case, they refuse to let anybody talk about the origins of the virus.
Yeah.
They won't let any scientists in China publish anything about the virus without permission of the Communist mm-hmm. Party. They have refused to share the genetic material from the virus and the original victim with us. The doctors and the reporters who originally reported on the original victims there have suddenly disappeared. Nobody can find them. Now, this is not going to just be the United States asking these questions. This is going to be the whole world.
No.
Like let's take him to The Hague and the World Court. That might be a good place to get some answers. Put some people under oath. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. By the way, the place where you probably shouldn't go to get any answers is the World Health Organization, the WHO, or WHO. The president yesterday went to the Rose Garden and essentially suspended funding. We're not going to give you another dime until you guys own up to what's going on. In just a couple minutes, I'll let you hear from the president himself. Is that fair? And you can hear his rationale for why he is suspending funding to the World Health Organization. We'll do that next. Coming up, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Nardi's Homestyle Restaurant, your favorite stay-at-home family meal provider for Ely. Nardi's offers delivery from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Monday, closed Tuesday. Choose from their great menu of made-from-scratch meals. They even bake their own bread and desserts. They offer daily specials, and during this stay-at-home time, they offer a free kids' meal when you order one adult meal. Check them out on Facebook, and when you want a family-style meal for lunch or dinner delivered right to your door, call 775-289-3585. Stay tuned to KELY Talk Radio 1230 AM to hear daily specials, or call the restaurant to get a complete menu. That's Nardi's Homestyle Restaurant. Great food, great service. Call 775-289-3585 for home delivery. Nardi's Homestyle Restaurant. 1204 East Altman Street in Ely.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy. For thinking
you're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying and I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. God. I promised I'd let you hear from the president. This whole World Health Organization thing stinks to high heaven. No, it really honestly does. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear from the governor, Steve Sisolak, and his, they're not weekly, they're not even daily, they're not even every other day. Just whenever they get around to it, they hold a press briefing, and it was interesting, but he dealt with the unemployment. You know, people that are getting really PO'd across the state because the state apparently was not ready for the volume of business for unemployment insurance. They were totally unprepared. And they've got all this money that they're doling out to this cause or that cause. They couldn't have spent an extra $20 million improving the state unemployment. I mean, people say they called 400 times in one day. Anyway, here's another organization that has taken some hits, and that's the World Health Organization. This was the president last night in the Rose Garden announcing that he is suspending payments to the World Health Organization. Here it is.
Your devotion is saving lives. Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less. As the organization's leading sponsor, the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability. One of the most dangerous and costly decisions from the WHO was its disastrous decision to oppose travel restrictions from China and other nations. They were very much opposed to what we did. Fortunately, I was not convinced and suspended travel from China.
One of the things that is a real challenge for the media, it used to be, for instance, I've done, like I used to do Megyn Kelly's program. I used to be a guest, a talking head on Megyn Kelly's program on a Fox News channel. And I would go over to a little studio over on Dean Martin, and they'd send a car for me. And I'd go and I'd do my 3 or 4 minutes with Megyn Kelly and then jump in the car and they'd drive me back to wherever I wanted to go. But now people are doing Skype. Skype is unreliable. I want you to hear this. This is one of the, if you're a host or if you're a talking head, this is just horrible stuff. This is pandemic expert John Barry and his unfortunate visit with Chuck Todd on MSNBC yesterday. Give a listen to this and tell me if this doesn't just isn't. I'll just tell you, as a talk show host, this is like fingernails on a blackboard. Here it is.
How would you describe, big picture wise, where we are in society today, at what point in time we would be in comparison to the 1918 outbreak?
Well, on the one hand, historians don't like to predict, but unfortunately, I'd say we're still pretty early in this. That's the first couple of rounds. Sorry about that.
No worries there. That's okay. I think our viewers have a lot of patience these days. We're all learning these different video devices. And let me ask you then this question. The issue of reopening the economy, this was an issue back then. I mean, in some ways, some of the issues that politicians ran into in 1918, 1919, are the same things we're seeing play out now. I mean, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, that's exactly right. The biggest... I'm so sorry.
That's all right there. Again, let me let you get one more shot at that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, this is probably the worst interview I've ever had. Really apologize for that because I forgot the question. Trying to turn the phone off.
I mean, all right, we will start it over.
That was painful to listen to, but can I tell you something? I love that because it's why I love on the PGA Tour. I love it when they go to the British Open and they're playing in a driving rainstorm. They're used to a pristine surface to play off of. And there they've got it is a condition that challenges even the best golfers in the world.
Uh-oh.
And that's why I love the British Open. And it's the same thing here. You got hosts and talking heads who are used to pristine conditions. Stare into the camera, talk to the person on the other end of the camera. But here it's different. Here it's much different. You want to hear a better interview? Let's go to cut three, because this is Matt Gaetz on with Tucker Carlson discussing the U.S. funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No? No. Okay. Because this will run me long. Okay. I understand that. It's okay. I was scaring Wyatt, which I do from time to time. I will tell you, though, that Kirsten Gillibrand, I can bring you Kirsten Gillibrand. But here's Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, with just the news, adding in new ways to vote and making Election Day a national holiday. This is another one of those Democrat suggestions. Here it is.
I was wondering if you foresee people going to the polls in November in person, or if you think the election could turn into an election by mail by then.
So we want every tool available for elections because we don't know where COVID is going to be at that stage. And we don't know, I mean, certainly vulnerable people won't want to be voting in person. So we want to make sure there's a vote by mail component in all states. Typically, states do have absentee ballots no matter what. So they have the infrastructure to do it. We just need it to be ramped up in case they haven't printed enough ballots, for example. Number two, we want things like curbside voting to be available. We've used that in some states for seniors, for the disability community. We want to make sure that's up and running. We want to make sure Election Day is a day off, and we want to make sure people can vote early, because that's another way, if COVID is still very much an issue, if you could vote for 2 weeks before the election, any day you want, you could spread out the number of voters who have to go to the voting site. so we want to activate all the flexibility in voting. So we have lots of solutions depending on where we are and the nature of the voter and whether they want to be able to be in public or not.
Do you plan to take any legislative action on having Election Day be a day off? Would you try to make a federal holiday in advance?
Yes. So I have a package of legislative reforms that I wrote with John Lewis that I introduce every year. That was passed in the House as part of HR1. In the Senate, we've taken the bill apart and done piece by piece. So there's several pieces of that bill we are actively going to try to get into COVID for. And making Election Day a holiday is one of them.
There you have it. Kirsten Gillibrand from New York on Just the News. Coming up, why is the House still on vacation? When we are in a crisis mode, we are under lockdown. Somebody explain why the House of Representatives is going to be out till May 4th. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
We owe a debt of gratitude to our brave first responders who selflessly put themselves in harm's way to help others. Reno Property Management know it's important to remember all the good our first responders do every day. To our police, fire, paramedics, doctors, nurses, and techs in hospitals and emergency rooms, we extend a hearty thank you. This from Reno Property Management. Blood donation centers need people to donate blood, so please donate if you can. Let's stay united and keep America safe and strong.
It's a tough time, but we will get through this together. If you have the means, we encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge. That's a simple thing you can do to help people around you. Just buy a gift card from one of your favorite local businesses, then use it when things get back to normal. Or be a rock star and give it to someone working on the front lines to keep us safe. Either way, when you buy the gift card, post a photo on social media with hashtag GiftCardChallenge. Learn more at GiftCardChallenge.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
One NASCAR upstar says working out has been important for her during this pandemic. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
When you're on the go, missing the side-by-side action at the racetrack isn't a problem.
Here comes Logano on the high side. He drives it deep into turn number two.
Motor Racing Network brings the NASCAR race to you, wherever you are, so you don't miss one lap of the excitement.
Denny Hamlin has won the 61st edition of the Daytona 500.
You are the man, DH.
The power of radio to the imagination of the listener. Tune in to the Motor Racing Network. Visit MRN.com for an affiliate list in your local area.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
18-year-old Haley Deegan has found success at the sport's regional levels, winning three NASCAR K&N Pro Series West races and finishing second in this year's ARCA Menard Series opener in Daytona. Deegan took to social media recently to check in with her fans and said in the middle of a run that working out has been what she's been doing to pass the time.
What's up, guys? So while we've been in quarantine, I've been trying to keep myself busy, working out every day, going for runs, trying to get out of the house a little bit with my brothers. Go drive some K&Ms around, but just having fun.
Deegan has stayed in contact with her fans by holding several virtual question and answer sessions and even a virtual autograph session via her Twitter account. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
That's Brent McCullough. Stand inside. I got to get this off my chest. I am so PO'd at our government for a variety of reasons. But when the House of Representatives goes out on recess at a time when we're in a national emergency, when they could be spending time passing legislation, getting money to people like you and me, It just drives me nuts. Nancy Pelosi was on with Chris Hayes, a friendly. This was a friendly interview. But I want you to listen to how Chris Hayes asked Nancy Pelosi why the House isn't going to meet until May 4th. May 4th. Here is Nancy Pelosi and Chris Hayes on MSNBC.
Final question for you is just about the urgency and timeline here. I mean, someone raised the idea of remote voting, right? I mean, you've got Congress, you've got 435 people, they come into a room. There's all kinds of staffing around each other. Everybody right now is physically distancing. It's very hard to make Congress work. People raise the idea of virtual voting with you. You said that was not going to happen. And then Steny Hoyer said this. Members are advised that absent an emergency, the House is not expected to meet prior to Monday, May 4th, 2020, which is a long time away. And also, I think a lot of people read that and said, what do you call this now if not an emergency?
Well, it is an emergency, but what the distinguished leader was referencing in terms of urgency of passing a bill. We do think there is that urgency, but we have to get some agreement on the part of the Republicans that something the president will sign. We need that signature after all. But here's the thing, because you raise it and then you quote one thing that I said. What I said is we're giving a task the chairman of the Rules Committee and the chairwoman, that would be Jim McGovern and Zoe Lofgren, chair of the House Administration Committee, the two committees of jurisdiction, to present options to us. What is allowed under the Constitution, under the rules of the House, what is possible technologically. But we haven't gotten to that. But on this Thursday, Jim McGovern will be making a report on what he sees as some of the options. People think we can do Congress by Zoom. Zoom is a Chinese entity that we've been told not to even trust the security of. So there are challenges. It's not as easy as you would think. There are other options of proxy voting and the rest, which other people tell me have constitutional problems. So this is not as easy as you might think. And when we do Fair it, enough. We're going to do it right. But in the meantime, we hope that we will have testing, end this, and then be able to come at least in the numbers necessary of a quorum in order to do the work, the people's work. In the meantime, I'm so proud of our members. They're all working very hard, 24/7, town meetings with community folks, smaller telemeetings, yeah, and the rest, so that every single day we have hours of feedback from them as to what is happening out there, how the initiatives that are out there so far are working or not working, but all of them committed to saving lives, insisting on the truth to do so, and again, opening up to our economy when the health folks tell us the time is right.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
Ain't that the truth? I want you to hear from the governor. Last night he did his news conference thing. And I want you to hear how he tries to explain this whole unemployment snafu. This is something that, you know, you can't prepare for a pandemic. I get that. But at least have contingencies. I mean, that's what the military is so good at. Contingencies. If this happens, well, then we'll do this. If that happens, we'll do something else. This was the governor last night at his news briefing. Here it is.
I want to change gears and address a topic that's been on a lot of Nevadans' mind, and that's filing for unemployment benefits. I can assure you it's on their mind because we get a number of phone calls on a regular basis and emails relating to the unemployment insurance topic. And I hope that we're going to be able to explain it simply for people to understand today. This unprecedented pandemic has been devastating for so many of our families. My office has heard from many Nevadans who have lost their livelihoods and are experiencing issues in filing for their unemployment benefits. To understand the full scope of what our state is experiencing, I want to share some context. More than 300,000 of our fellow Nevadans have applied for unemployment benefits over the last 30 days. I want to make sure everybody understands that. So it's 300,000 Nevadans in 30 days. That's 10,000 people per day for those 30 days have applied for unemployment benefits. That is also one in every 10 Nevadans have filed for unemployment insurance compensation. In the weeks between March 14th and April 4th, Nevada saw the three highest number of initial weekly unemployment insurance claims on record for our state. The top three totals for a week have been the last 3 weeks. In the week ending on April 4th, over 79,000 Nevadans filed initial unemployment insurance claims. That is nearly nine times as many weekly claims as the highest week in the Great Recession, which was 8,900 in January of 2009. In all of 2009, over 329,000 Nevadans filed initial unemployment claims. We're already approaching that number for 2020, and it is only April 14th. We've already surpassed the total number of weekly initial claims filed in every other year during the Great Recession. In 2008, there were 250,000 claims. In 2010, there were 260,000 claims. I say all this to you to demonstrate the magnitude of what we're facing right now, and we are not alone in this situation. All across the country, states are facing record-breaking job losses and unemployment claims. Nevada joins the ranks of Hawaii, Michigan, Georgia, Kentucky, and Rhode Island for the highest claims per 1,000 workers. I know it has not been easy, and I want to let you all know, and all of your viewers and readers, that I am listening to your concerns. I hear you. My office has been fielding calls and emails from Nevadans across the state, and they bring me these messages every night. I've read them, I hear them, I sympathize, and we're doing something about it. I want to share some of the examples of what Nevadans who have reached out to us have said. Many have said they can't get through the phones, even after calling all day long. Others have expressed frustration with password resets. Folks have told my office that the website is too slow to file. These are real concerns, and I hear them. I know this is hard. I get your frustration. I remember when my dad was laid off and what it meant to our family. Every night I think about this and the situation that our fellow Nevadans are facing. We've brought in experts to look at our system, and the analysis show what we expected to be true. The system was never set up to handle this volume of calls and claims. If I could wave a wand tomorrow and start from scratch, I would do it and start all over and build a system that could handle this kind of volume. That is not possible, and it's not practical. Unfortunately, the analysis also showed that a complete overhaul of it at this time would prohibit Nevadans from filing for an extended period of time while it is set up and probably do more harm than good. The reality is this. During the good times, no one can ever imagine it being bad again, certainly not as bad as this. As a result, attempts to upgrade the unemployment insurance system or increase staffing or even maintain staffing levels were not approved in past legislative sessions. I want to emphasize that. We saw that there was a need for expanding and updating the system and the staffing in unemployment, and it did not get through the legislature. We inherited the system as it exists. We're expanding the system as it exists and doing the best we can to deal with the Nevadans who are having to try to access it this way. I'm not casting blame. I just want to point out that unemployment Dieter has shown that this was needed to be upgraded, and it never got legislative support. But
okay, so in other words, he's saying, it's not my fault. Governor Sisolak, grow a pair, would you please? I mean, you're the governor. The buck stops here. Remember that, Harry Truman? I hate that when politicians do that. I absolutely hate that. they knew that the unemployment system needed upgrading. And what is a governor supposed to do? A governor should lead.
I know nothing, lead. I see nothing, and I say nothing.
There you go. There you go. Sergeant Schultz. He knew. He understood. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More to come. In fact, we might even see if there's more of the governor pawning this thing off to the legislature. Hey, all people want, they don't really care, except they want it fixed. Tell me what you're doing to fix it. Tell me what you're doing to expand this system that is clearly unable to do 300,000 at a sitting. I get that. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
The best there is, was, woo, forever will be.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday. Don't forget Chuck Muth. He was in that protest down Las Vegas Boulevard on Sunday, protesting the governor essentially closing down worship on Easter Sunday. That makes no sense at all. Let's go back to the governor. This is from last night's news conference, his press briefing, and where he said, don't blame this unemployment snafu on me because it's the legislature's fault. Who controls the legislature? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Democrats. Okay, just checking. Let's go back to the governor.
Find solutions right now to make up for previously unimaginable surge in claims in a division that never got the support it deserved or needed. Luckily, we have some updates and good news to share with Nevadans tonight. For those Nevadans who have been unable to file a claim due to the unprecedented volume, you need to understand you will not lose any benefits as a result of the overwhelming surge in demand. That's because today I instructed Dieter to backdate all unemployment claims to earliest date of eligibility back to March 15th of 2020. Whenever your application was submitted, you will be paid retroactively, and there's no more action you need to take for this to go through if you have already filed your initial claim. For individuals filing unemployment, this is great news and will provide Nevadans out of work more money in their pockets to pay their bills and start the road to recovery. Again, we've instructed Dieter to backdate all unemployment claims to the earliest date of eligibility back to March 15th of 2020. Volume continues to impact the system, but benefit payments will not be reduced because of application issues. Finally, I want to give some important updates as it relates to the CARES Act. I'm proud to announce that Nevada is among the early states in the country that will be disbursing the additional $600 to everyone who is currently receiving unemployment benefits. These payments will be backdated as well. Some of you may begin to see this payment as early as tomorrow, and staggered payments will continue to go out throughout the week. Believe me, we are working around the clock, 7 days a week, to solve these problems and provide assistance to those Nevadans that need these programs right now. In addition to the overview I've just provided, I know many of you probably still have more questions. So I've invited Kimberly Goff from Dieter to join me today to answer several questions that both of our offices have received. Given that she is a subject matter expert, she can provide in-depth answers to these questions so that everyone can stay informed with the facts learned more about the entire process and know what your options are. Thank you for joining me, Kimberly.
Thank you, Governor.
Go ahead. I think I had, and I don't have in my folder, some. No, go ahead. You give your background, then I've got some questions to answer at the end.
Okay. So the CARES Act was passed by Congress on March 26th, and we signed a documentation to receive funding for that CARES Act. The chart you're seeing right now is an explanation of how benefits flow through the system, and this information is...
Okay. We won't bore you with the charts and graphs and things like that, but... the governor essentially saying, not my fault. It's the legislature that failed to update this system. We've known. See, this is what I don't understand. Yeah, a little tap dancing. We knew that we were going to need this system, and we did not fix it. And that's what's so sad. Before we leave you in this hour, I want to leave you with Brian Kareem, Playboy magazine, I guess, or Playboy Network. He was at the press briefing at the Rose Garden last night, and I want you to listen to how he was just absolutely put in his place by the president of the United States.
Very good alternatives.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Today, 600,000 cases, 25,000 deaths. I know you want to blame the WHO, but I've spoken to hundreds of people across the country in the last few weeks who say they still can't get tested. And that they aren't social distancing because
Excuse me. I know your question. You ready? The governors are supposed to do testing. It's up to the governors. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, if we could just get back to May 1. They are following your lead that they are not social distancing.
The governors are doing the testing. It's now not up, and it hasn't been up to the federal government. Go ahead.
Mr. President, I have a quick follow on the WHO, but
I told them when they put this guy here, it's nothing but trouble. He's a showboat. If you keep talking, I'll leave and you can have it out with the rest of these people. If you keep talking, I'm going to leave and you can have it out with them.
It's a simple question.
Just a loudmouth. Go ahead.
Wow. To be called out by no less than the President of the United States. I think that is phenomenal.
That's a good one.
But he's been in trouble before with the White House. Who is the talk show host now on Salem? Oh, come on. Oh, you know this one. Oh, it'll come to me. We'll get to it in the next hour. But he's been in trouble with the White House before. The former advisor to the president. Wow. I thought it was you that told me this. It'll come to us. Trust me. In fact, as soon as we go to break, Wyatt and I will be talking about it. Anyway, have a good one. We'll talk with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. That's all next. Live and local now.